We are in Daf Lamed Ches Lamed Aleph. Sofik ubnei Yavam shebo lachloik benichsei sova. The Sofik and the Bnei Yavam want to divide the nechosim of their grandfather. Sofik omar ahu gavre bar misnehu. The Sofik says on himself that he's the son of the mates. Al gedidihu, and therefore half of the nechosim of the sova belongs to me. Ubnei Yavon Omri, and the Bnei Yavon attaining, Achunat, you are our brother, Umanosa Isloch Bahadon, and you have a chelik together with us. That means there were two Bnei Yavon. The Yavon had two sons, and we have the Sofik. And the Sofik is tining, I'm the Ben Hameis, so therefore I get half of the Nechosim, and you get half of the Nechosim. The Bnei HaYovim are tining that you're our brother, and you get a third of the Nechosim. So Rashi makes the case that there was the Sova left over six Zehuvim. So, palge de kamaydeluhu shokli. Now, the Sofik is maide that half of the nechosim belongs to the Bnei Hayava. So they get three zehuvim. Til se de kamaydelei shokal. Now, the Bnei Yavam are maide that the Sofik gets a third of the nechosim. So he takes two zehuvim. Parshalohu danke, now is left over one zov, a sixth of the Yerusha. Havi momen amutl besofik v'chelke. So it's momen amutl besofik, and they both divided. Sova v'yovam benichsei sofik. That is, if the sova and the yovam want to divide the nichsei sofik. The Sova tain is that the Sofik is the Ben Hameis, and therefore he yarshens him completely. The Yovam tain is the Sofik is his Ben, so he yarshens him completely. Oy Sova v'Sofik benichse Yovam, or the Sova v'Sofik benichse Yovam. Here the Sofik tain is he's the Ben Hayovam, so the Sova can yarshen him. And the Sovatain is, no, you're the Ben Hameis. And therefore, so I yashin the Yovam. Havi momen amutl besofik v'chelkim, and they divide it. Let us see Rashi. Palge de kamoide lu shokli, Mishisha zuhuvim neitlim shloisha. Tilsa de kamoidolei, shnei zuhuvim, tilsa de kulo nichsi, so that the Sofik takes. Shokol, da omri la yachunat, they were made that he's a brother, ve ino ha betrei, ve iu shlishi, they're two brothers and he's the third. Posh, danke de kaminsa lei, so now is left over a sixth, and that is what the machlokes is on. Hai omar kula didi. The Sofik says the sixth belongs to me. Vahani omri kula didon. Is hu neitel chatzi, ben shneim chatzi. Sova viyavam benichsei Sofik. Sova omar hai bar misnu. The Sova says he's the son of the mace. The kivin the ain lo yorish, and since he doesn't have any yorishim, ani koidim, the snan ha'ov koidim l'chol yoytze yereichai. So as my grandson, I'm the first yorish. V'yovam omar benihu, v'ani yorishai dov koidim, I'm his father. Oysava v'safeg benichse yovam. שאין ליובם בין, אחה, סובה אומר, את במסנה, you're the son of the mates, ואני ירש אס בני במוקים שאין לי בן, so I ירשן ליובם, he's my son, and you're the son of the mates, וסופק אומר, בני אני, I'm the son of the יובם, ואני ירש, חילקים, דדילמה כולו דהי, ודילמה כולו דהי, ואין לי מהאווה די מוזיק, you can't say that the Ov is Zichra Murzik, the Imza Benoi, ain't Kan La Ov Klum. If the Sofik is the Ben Ayovim, so the father doesn't have anything. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Sheimeres Yovim, Shenoflu Lo Nechosim. A Sheimeres Yovim means, what does Rashi say? Mamtenes Umitzape Li Yovim. She's waiting to become this yab. Kamoy aniyazu l'shav shomra ba'afalpi b'ksubis. So she's waiting to become this yab. Shenoflu lo nechosim me'aviha. Her father died. B'salke daiton shenoflu lo k'shehi shemeres yavam. And her father died when she was a Shemeres Yovam, she's Oymed Lehis Yabe, and now she yarshind the Nechosim. Moidim Beishamai Ubeisilu, Shemeicheres V'Neisenes V'Kayim. So she's permitted to sell these Nechosim, she's permitted to give them away, L'chatchile, V'Kayim. And what she does is kaya. Meisa. Now what is the din if she died? Mayayose b'ksuboso ubenachosim anichnosim v'yoytzim imo. What happens with the ksube? With the nichsei meluk. Beishame oimrim yachloiko yershei habal im yershei ha'ov. Beisilul oimrim nechosim becheskosan. Ksube becheskas yershei habal. Nechosim anichnosim v'yeitzim imo becheskas yershei ha'ov. Kontzare ki ishtei lechol dovo. If he's miyabma, then she's keishtei lechol dovo, ubovachitei ksuba al nichsei bai lahorish. Now let us see Rashi. Benachosim anichnosim v'yoytzim imo, haynu nichsei meluk. The nichsei meluk shehakeren shelo kayim. By nichsei meluk, the keren remains hers. When she gets married, so she brings this in, it's hers. And when she leaves, so the keren goes with her. Hochi garsine, beishame oimrim yachloiku yershei abal im yershei ha'ov. That the nichsei meluk, she died. So now this Karen, they divide Yershei Habal and Yershei Ha'ov. The Sofik Nisuei, she's a Sofik Nisuei. We'll see in the Gemara a little bit why she's a Sofik Nisuei. But Al Koponim, let us just say the words the way Rashi puts them down. So this Shemeres Yavam possessed Nechosim. Now, the Yavam, who was not Miyabmaz yet, there's a suffix if she's considered married to him, or is she not considered married to him? And let's go a little further. So if she's considered married to the Yavam, so Yarshinsa, so then these Nechosim should belong to him. If she's not considered married to him, so Mamela, the Yershei Ha'ov, her Yershim, on the father's side, will Yershim these Nechosim. So Rashi says, the Sofik Nesuehi, it is a suffix if she's considered married to the Yavam. Vizocha ha-Yavam b'chatzi Yerushasai misafik. And he was zoiche in half of the Yerusha misafik. Shabal yoirish es ishtoi. A husband yashins a wife. Vizu shesafik nesua hi etzloi. And she's a safik nesua. Maybe she's married to him. Zochi bepalge. So zoiche in half the nechosim. Aval b'ksuboso moidim b'shamay de b'cheskes abali, the ksube that she never got will never be given to her. V'loi polgi b'yershei ho'av. In the ksube there's no, they don't divide up. That what b'shamay said, yachloiku, yershei abalim, yershei ho'av, that is speaking about the nichsei meluk. The ksube, the potter to give her. V'taima de kula mas nisen meforish b'gmor. So let us see the gemor. Maishna reishe de loy pligi, u maishna seife de pligi. Now we have a very interesting mishnah. In the reishe it would seem that the nechosim are bershus the yevome moidim beishamaya beisilu shamaycheres v'neisenes v'kayim. It seems that the yevom has no shlita on these nechosim. Everyone is moide beishamaya beisilu. The seife, all of a sudden we have a psasofik who these nechosim belong to. Is she a nesue? Is she not a nesue? She's a nesue, so then the nechosim belong to the yavam. She's not a nesue; they belong to her yoshim. Now, if she's a nesue, so when she's alive, she can't sell. If she's a nesue, so he has a schus achilas peiris. So the Gemara asks a Mayudike Kashe, Maishna Reishe de Loi Pligi, U Maishna Seife de Pligi. So why is Beishamai not Chaylik on the Reishe, and why is Beishamai Chaylik on the Seife? Let us see Rashi. Maishna Reishe de Loi Pligi, Maishna Seife de Pligi, Beishamai. Maishna Reishe Kshehi Kayemet, de Loi Pligi, Beishamai, Ela Bekoyach Dilo, we assume that the nechosim are hers. The kamri meicheres v'neisenes lechatchilu. She's allowed to sell them. Umayishna seife the pligik shemeise loy mukmi nichsi melud becheskas yershe. There we don't say monofshech. You have to be consistent. If bechayel it's on nechosim, so when she dies, it goes over to the her yershe. Omar Ula, so Ula said they're talking about two different cases. Reisha de Nofla Kshehi Arusa. The Reisha is speaking about that she was an Arusa to her previous husband. Then he died. Then the Nechosim. Then her father died, so she yarshened the nechosim. The seifa the naflok shehi nesue, and the seifa is speaking about that she was a nesue to her previous husband. Then her previous husband died, and then she yarshened the nechosim. For kasavar ule, and ule holds not the gemara. That's the akimte. That's the story. Now, what is the lomdus of the halachas that we have in the Mishnah? Ukasava ule, zikas arusa, oise sofik arusa. That means, if she was an arusa by her previous husband, now she's a zokuk to the yovam, so she's a sofik arusa. She can't be better to the Yavam than she was with her husband. Now, but it's a suffix. Is she equivalent to the Yavam, what she was to her husband? But better than she was by her husband, she can't be. Is so Zikas Arusa Oise Sofik Arusa. Zikas Nisua Oise Sofik Nisua. But in the safe, it's speaking about she was a Nisua to her husband. So now she's a Sofik Nisua. So now the Gemara explains. Zikas Arusa Oise Sofik Arusa. Dis Alke Daitoch Bade Arusa. If there's no Sofik. And it's a vada yarusa. Moidim beisilo shemecheres v'neisenes v'kayim. Is beisilo moidim l'chatchilo, she's allowed to sell everything. For snan, we learned noflulo nechosim v'shenisar. So what is the din? If an arusa is zoiche nechosim, b'shamri oimrim timka, she's allowed to sell it. The Baal and Oros doesn't have any schusim in these nechosim. Ubeisilul oimrim loisim kail. Eilu beilu moidim shimocha venos nakayim. Al koponim, beisilul hold that isha yarshins nechosim, when she's in Arusa, she's not permitted to sell them lechatchila. She sold that it's kayim. Now here in our Mishnah it says, Moicheres v'neisene, she's allowed to sell it l'chatchila. So if Beisilu will hold that Azikas Arusa makes her a Vaday Arusa, so the din that applies by an Arusa should apply with the Yovam. She yarshened now Nechosim when she's a Shemeres Yovam. Sif will say she's considered an Arusa to the Yovam. Zikas Arusa Oisa Oisa Vade Arusa. So why is it Mecheres? So we see, Aloshmami no, Zikas Arusa Oisa Sofik Arusa. The Sofik Arusa. So my mail if it's a Sofik Arusa, so if a Vade Arusa, my philobistel is also made in Mocho Etzkayim. No, a Vade Arusa, Basil Oz Lachatchile, she shouldn't sell it. Asafik Arusa, so she's permitted to sell. That is the Reisha. Zikas Nesua, now let's go to the Sefer. The Sefer Ula said is speaking about, she's a Nesua. Oise Safik Nesua. So that makes her a Safik Nesua. The Salke Daitach Vadai Nesua. She's a vaday nisua, beishamei oimrim yachloiku yershe ha-baal im yershe ha-av. So how could there be yachloiku? Vosnan noflulo nechosim mishenisays. What's the din? If a nisua yarshins nechosim, eilu ve'eilu moidim, say beishamei, say beisilo moidim, shim mocho v'nosno, shabal moitzim yad alakuchis. That the baal is moitzim yad alakuchis. That means there's machlokes, the Rambam in Rosh, but the Rambam learns, that's how the Mechaba paskins, that if she sold the peiris, the Baal takes the peiris from the Lekuchis. She's a Nesua. She yarshin the karka, and she's selling the peiris of the karka, she's selling everything, she's selling the gufa karka, the peiris, she's selling everything to Lekuchis. So the Baal says, I beg your pardon, you're a Nesua, I am the schus karka le peiris. So Memela, she's waiting from the Lekuchis, the karka le peiris. So you can't say that Zikas Nesua makes a Vadeya Nesua, so what's Shadyach Leiku? Elishmami no, Zikas Nesua oise Sofik Nesua. Zikas Nesua makes a Sofik Nesua. Now before we see Rashi in the Gemara, we have to understand the Gemara. What Samazai Pshat in the Gemara? We have to understand two things. Number one, we have to understand what is the Sofik. Zikas Arusa makes a Sofik Arusa. Zikas Nesua makes a Sofik Nesua. What are the Tzodei HaSofik? So the Rashba says that Tzodei HaSofik are, will there be Yibum or will there be Chalitza? That is the Tzodei HaSofik. And let's just say, according to her, if there will be Yibum eventually, she's now a Nerusa. She's now a Nesue. If there won't be Yibum, so she's not now a Nerusa. So it's a Sofik, so now she is a din of a Sofik. And Rab Shimon says, Chedusha Rab Shimon, he says that, and he don't say Goli Milson Lamafreya. That's a dove that was Neschadish later. Either there was Yibum or Chalitza. He was speaking about there was nothing. She died. The Bal Kaponim, since there are Stodim that there will be Yibum, since there are Stodim that there won't be Yibum, there'll be Chalitza. So there's a din, Safik Arusa, Safik Nesua. So that's Al Kaponim. We understand a little what the Sufik is all about. But then, I saw the Karanayr asked the Kasha, but what is Pshat all of a sudden? Zikas Arusa, she's an Arusa, she's an Asue, and we're going to go on Tasugi, he yarshins her, Shema Shemaim. Zika Kiknusa, we had there's a whole machlekes Tanoim, Chlal, Yesh Zika, Ein Zika, And so all of a sudden this is, and all of a sudden everyone holds Ziki Kiknusa, everyone holds this, the Shail is, Besofik, how do you, if you have a Sofik now, if you have a Sofik, how do you divide in the Chosim? But you have, everyone holds, yes, Ziki, it's very interesting. So the Karanayra wants to say, so Chloimer, the takanta de rabbonon hi le'inyan Yerusha l'chud. It's a takanta de rabbonon. That means, till now we had yesh zika, ain zika, that was shailas linyan, isurim, if there's a denachayse kuke, not in yonim. That was one parsha. Le'inyan dinimomenis, they gave it a din of a, it's a takanta de rabbonon, linyan Yerusha l'chud. That is what the Karen Eira wants to say. Rab Shimon, Chedusha Rab Shimon, in which is a chesher shtark on the sugya, he calls this a sugya stume, which itake is. And Rab Shimon wants to say something very, very interesting. And he says as follows. He says, a mace can possess inyonim if it's Negeya. If it's not Negeya, then a mace doesn't possess anything. But if it's Negeya, a mace can have Schiyah. And he elaborates as follows. There's a very interesting Gemara in Perik Misha Meitz. Like this, the halach is Ger Shemeis. What is if a Ger dies? He doesn't have any Yoshim. So Mechosim is Hefker. Kolamach Zikbo Zochabo. It's Hefker. It's not... There's no Yoshim, so whoever wants to take it can take it. It's a very interesting Gemara. Ger Shemeis, v'nich ishtei Muberes. His wife was Muberes. And the Gemara says over there, Mahalach, that an Uber does not have any Schi in the Nechosim. So, Basher Husham, he died without any Yoshim. There's no Yoshim, an Uber doesn't Yash. So the Gemara says, "Kol a marzik bo zochebo." So it's hefker. There's no yoshim. Kol a marzik bo zochebo. But it depends. Let's see what's going to happen. If the uber dies, so the first one who was marzik in the nechosim is koine. If the uber gets born, so the minute he gets born, he yarshins the nechosim. That's his nechosim. He's the son of the ger. So we see that pshat is that a mace, kozman, it's not negeya the mace, so there's no basher usham now, it's not negeya to the mace bailus in the skalke, so it's hefke. But the minute he has a child, so it seems mikano lahabe, so now it seems to be meirish labonah. So now, that's in Cheshe Mishpat. Now, Rav Shimon says something very, very interesting. He says as follows. He says, we find all the time that a person dies, so the Ishus is Nifsak. He says, you know why the Ishus is Nifsak? Because he doesn't need Ishus anymore. He's dead. He doesn't need an Ish anymore. He says, when a mace dies and there's a mitzvah of Yibum, so there's still Ishus, there's Ishus HaMace. Because he needs the Ishus. The Yavam needs the Ishus. Fakert. The mace needs the Ishus because the Yavam's gonna take over the Ishus HaMace. So the Yavam needs the Ishus. So the Ishus is around in existence. Because the mace needs the Ishus, it should be given over to the Yavam. This is the Lashon of Rav Shimon. Nifka mehemeis. Av lagabi yovom sheyokum bim kaimoi. Afilo kaidem ayibum nisha ha'ishus. So he's holding on to the issues. Sheyiske ba'ochiv lokum bim kaimoi. Fine. But then he goes a step further. Uchmoi sheisha atzmo oimedes lehimose liyovom. Just like the Isha, which that is, he had Ishus in her, so he's still holding on to her. So the Ishus, his Ishus will be given over to the Yovam. Gam haprotim hamistafim mischusei ha-Ishus. So all the other things he possessed, he had schusim, he had schusim, Yerusha, schusachilas, peiris, he had schusim in this Isha, is also nishal lebal. It's also left over. Sheyiske ochiv ayovom behem. So memeila, all this chusim that the mace had, besides the dine issues, now this chusim he had because of the issues, he's holding on, because this should be given over. There's a need from told, this should also be given over to the yovom. But then he says, noch weiter, v'rak, Le'inyin ha'isha atzma omro teure she'efshel yovam liskeis vokin yingoma b'loi bia. Now by the ishus, the teure said that the yovam can't take over the ishus without being miyavam. Avu l'shar protim shehoyo lebal schusei tzu le'isha, but l'gabi the other yonim, the schusei yerusha what he had, Yochel ha-yovom sha-oimed lokum b'mkaimiliskes ken b'loi b'yeh. He can get them without b'yeh. That means he had schusim, he never gave them up, and the person who will be miyabim gets them already. You don't have to be miyabim to get them already. This he gets, that's a Yerusha from the mace, he gets this already, without doing anything. I think the Ritas Loshen Rab Shimon would seem this is a deraisa, this whole Inyan. So Mamele, but then Vaita brings down the Rashba, but we have a Sufik. This whole thing goes over to you even before the Yibum. If there will be a Yibum, if there won't be a Yibum, so Mamele, then it doesn't go over to you. So now Ula said a shtik teure. Now we'll understand, now we can really appreciate Ula a little better. So Ula is saying, according to Rab Shimon, we can understand that Ula is saying that the bailus that the first husband possessed is transferred over to the Yavam, a little before Yibum. It's a sofik if it's transferred over. If it's transferred over, that's a sofik. If it'll be Yibum, there'll be Chalitza, that's Yana Parsha. But you have to know what he possessed. He can't give over more than he possessed. So Mamela, so Ula said a shtik teirish. If she was an arusa by the first husband, so he only gets schusim of an arus. The Yavam gets schusim of an arus. He's a safik arus.
If she was a nesua by the first husband, so then she gets, then he gets chusay nesuin. So now we can understand a little what's flying in the sugya. Now let us see Rashi. Maishna reisha de loy polig, maishna seifa de polig b'shami, maishna reisha shikayemes de loy pligi b'shami, el b'koyach di lo maskinu l'nichsi, the kamri mecheres v'naisenes l'chatchile, the chosam are completely in her rishus, maishna seifa de pligi, the reshami is chelik shemeisa l'muk minichsi m'luk b'cheska shirshe, ochi gassim. Omar ulo reisha de noflok shehi arusa, shenoflo l'yibum me'eres. She's falling liyibum me'erisin, v'noflu anachosim lo, k'shi shemeris yovam. And she yarshin the nachosim when she was a shemeris yovam. Seif lo the noflu lefon of liyibum, k'shi nesue, when she was a nesue, hilkach. Reisha de legabi arusa mamish kaima kimle le bay shamai timke. So, by an arusa mamish bay shamai holds that she can sell the arnichse maluk, kedisna le kamon, koshkein zu, shayne ele zakuke baume. She's not a real arusa, she's only a skuke. So, me mele. So, she's ihre can sell. Ubeisilo da omri ba'arusa vadai loisimke lechatchile. And Beisilo that says, an arusa that has nichsei meluk, she is not permitted to sell lechatchile the nechosim. Avali mocha v'nos nakayim. Hocha mishum de sofek arusa hi dagide bei v'lav ishtai mamishi. She's not mamish an arusa. Mayde beisilo de meicheres b'naisenes lechatchil. Seife de gabi nisue ba'alme omrinen da winen lekamon divrei hakol mocha b'nosna afilo b'diyevet habal moitz miyad alakuches. So therefore, if she sold it, the baal is moitz al kaponim de peiris miyad alakuches. Och legabi zikes nesue de sofiki, it's a sofik, v'loike nesue mamish, kaimi nirsi besofik, so it's a sofik. Hilkach lebei shamai chaluk adife, ulebei silu chazok adife. So now the machlokes bei shamai bei silu is, we have a sofik nesue to the yavam, how do we paskenoise the sofik? Zika, now the Gemara explains. Zika saruse, Zika siyavomo, shenof laminairis, and sofik arus. She has a din by the yobom of a sofik arus. The loy vaday arus. It's not called a vaday arus. The af agav, the legabe nechosim, ein loy shum koyach behem. So Rashi seems to be asking a kasha. So Lagabi Sofik Arusa would mean that there's a Sofik if she's an Arusa to him, but it's negay or something. A Sofik Arusa doesn't have anything. V'avagav Lagabi Nechosim Ein Loi Shum Koyach Bem. The nimtzas shezikas arusa einoklum. So, what shatzofik arusa? There's nothing. He doesn't have any schusei orus. Kori lo sofik arusa. He calls her sofik arusa. Leimotzi le meimak sova ula zikas arusa einoklum. He can't say, samuze einoklum. The boy chalitze. That means the zikha adin zika over here. The zikha adin zika. So that's why you can't say it's nothing. But in dini Yerusha, it's, in dini Yerusha and Shriya's moment, it's like a nothing. So that's why he calls it Sofik Arusa. Maidim Beisilu.
Now, if you'll say it's a vaday arusa, moide misila bet miya, alashma mino kesofek arusa hi hilkach timka lechatchila. Now, the safe is speaking about she was a nesua. Is aisve sofek nesua, kedefrishis lael. The key on the vaday nesua, abal moitzi miyada lekuches, if she would be a vaday nesua. And she sells the nichse meluk, the baal could be moitzi. The peiris miyada lekuches, ochet de sofek nesui hi, abanachosim besofek. Ola beishamai chaluka adife. According to Beis Shammai, so what does one do in a sofik? You divide it. The ein lo bem chazake yoyser mimenu. That legabi, I think Rashi means legabi the, either legabi the first husband or legabi the yovam. The ain la behem chazaka yoisa mimenu. The yada iki yada. The equal. So memele, that means if she's in a suet. So he has a bailas if she's not in a suet. So it's hers. So, but there's no one is more one than the other. So memele, so he say chaluke, lebeisila chazaka adife, the ein yadai ki yada, hoyu v'loi naflu lo kshehi tachas abal. So it seems that Rashi means to say as follows, if these nechosim she would have yarshened the nechosim tachas baila, So then there's yodoi ki yodo, that the Baal had the same koyach that she has. So now it's a sofik, they'd be equal. But since, when she was tachas bailo, she didn't possess this karka. And now she yarshened the karka, when she was a shemeres yovam, so then it's yodo adife mi yodoi. That is what the Rashi seems to be saying in Beis Hillel. So Mamela, you give it to the Yorshe Ha'av, the Ein Yodoi Ki Yodo, Oil Voinof Lolog Shi Tachas Abal. So she is a bigger koyach in the Nechos. So Bekitza, Ula said Pshat in the Mishnah, Ula said Pshat that the Reish and the Sefer are speaking about two different cases. The Reish is speaking about an Arusa that Yarshin Nichse Meluk. And when it comes to the Yovam, when she's a Shemeres Yovam, she has a din of a Sofek Arusa. So therefore, Legabi the Nichse Meluk, he has no Schusim whatsoever. So it's Mecheres Meneisenes Fekayim. And the Seif is speaking about that she was in the Su'a Labailo. And now, When her husband died, she's a Shemeres Yavam, so she gets Adin Sofik Nesua to the Yavam. And now we have a Machloikis, Beishami and Beisilo, how we should be Noyig Lagabi the Sofik. So Beishami says, Chaluk Adife, because it's Yodoi Ki Yodo, and Beisilo holds, that yodo is adifa miyodoi, because she did not have these nechosim b'shah she was married to the mace. She got them later. So memele, so the nechosim are becheskas yerushay ovia. Omalei Rabbe. So now Rabbe asks a kasha. To Ula, you said a very nice pshat. But I have one question. Ad miflagi begufa ula acha misa, Why do you have to change the story by the Sefer? The Sefer all of a sudden is speaking about she died, and now the Shaul is, what do you do with the Karka? The Reish is speaking about she's alive. What do you do with the Pesach? The Peiris, if she sells the Gabi, the Peiris. Why do you have to change the story? You tell me the Reish is speaking about a Navusa. The Sefer is speaking about a Nesua. So let's talk about the same story, and then that was the same story. No, she's a Sofik Nesua. She sold the Karka with the Peiris. Now is it sold? Is it not sold? So it's a Sofik. A Sofik Arusa, Zicha sold. A Sofik Nesua is. So now we'll say it's according to Beis Hillel, it's a Yoda Adifa Mi Yoda. According to Beis Shammai, you'll say Yechloiko. So why do you have to talk about a new story? You have to bring in a new factor that she died, and who's going to Yarshan her? Why is this necessary? That's Rabbi's Kash. Livlegu Bechaye Ola Peiris. Amalei Rab, let us say Rash. Amalei Rab Alula. Itayma Mishim Chaluka Difahi. If the Machloikis is, we have a Sofik, so we don't know what is preferable to do. Ademiflegi begufa shel karka la'achamisa. So why do they have to be chaylik begufa shel karka la'achamisa? Liflegu bechaye ola peiris. Then the Sofik could be legabi peiris. Dilebei shamai polig yovam peiri bado. Now, bechaye ola negei the peiris. Does the Yavam have a schus achilas peiris? Yes or no? According to Beis Shammai, polig Yavam peiri bahado. So the Yavam will take half of the peiris. The Sofik nesuyi. The ilavadi nesuyi havoi. If she be avadi nesuyi, avashokalei bar kolche kula. If it be avadi nosi, he take all the peiris. It's a Sofik, so he takes half the peiris. Ula beisilu nechosim becheskoso yodo adifa me yodoi vloi shokel midi. Fine, so talk about the same story. She doesn't have to die. She can live gesundheit. And the difference in the relation, the Sefer is, that's the way he explained it. The Sefer is speaking about a nesua. The relation is speaking about a nerusa. But since the Mishnah mentioned that she died in the Sefer, Shma minot amayu de beishamai bereisha da almu lechazoke di lo mishum dehi kaima. So it seems this is the difference between the reish and the sefer. The difference between the reish and the sefer is not because one was talking about one case, one was talking about another case. The difference is what the Mishnah says the difference is. The reish is she's alive, and when she's alive, then Beishamai is moved, and you don't say chalukah. She's in a better position than him when she's alive. And the Sefer is speaking about she died, and then you say chalukah. So Rabbi asked if we'll learn Elach the Mishnah, and the way Ula said, everything is oisnevenik, by heart. I mean, we have to figure it out. He says, but then the Mishnah is retach nishtam zach, so why did the Mishnah change the story? If the Mishnah changed the case between the Reish and the Sefer, it would seem that is the reason for the different halachas. In the Reish, Beishamai is moidit beches koso, because she is alive. And in the Sefer, they say yach loiku, because she died. Ela omar Rabbi. So Rabbi said, pshat is as follows. Idi v'idi denof lakshi nisuit. No, everything is talking about that she was a nesua to her husband. And then the husband died. And now she's zakuk to the yava. Vizikas nesua oise safik nesua. And then a nesua, lebailo, who becomes a zkuke to a yava. So lagabe dine yerusha dine mamnis, it's a sofik if she is a dine suet to him.
Now, what is the difference between the Reish and the Sefer? Reish, the Ihi Kaima, the Reish, since she is alive, Havala Ihi Vadai, now, the Kalke is Icha hers. When she's alive, by Nichse Maluk, the Kalke belongs to her. Now, a Nosui gets a Schus Kalke le peiris in her kalke. It means the kalke is hers, and by marrying someone, he gets a schus kalke le peiris. He has a schus kalke le peiris. Now, did he get a schus kalke le peiris? We don't know. It's a suffix. Does he have a dinosi? He doesn't have a dinosi. So it's a suffix, so that means the kalke is vadai hers. We have a suffix that he get in her karkas, chus karka lepeis. Is ihi vadai, she's vadai karka zichahos, the inu suffix, and he's a suffix that he get as chus karka lepeis. Main suffix might see me de vadai, so fakert. So we say it's suffix meitzim in the body, so she remains with the karka completely. Is moicheres v'noisenes v'kayim. That means she sells the karka with the peiris, and he can't bat an eyelash. Because after the nevein suffix meitzim in the body. Save for the meisa, but the safe is a different story in Gansen. The karka is not hers. She's dead. Now we have two people who want to yashin her. The Yavam is coming and saying, I'm a husband. A husband yashins a wife. He's a nosu. Her from her father's mispacha, they say, you're not a husband. It's a suffik nosu. So forget we yashin her. So now the karka has to now, the karka has to go, has to move. It either goes to him to go to her. And each one is coming with a taina of Yerusha. So say the meisa halolu boin lirish, v'halolu boin lirish, v'yach loiku. So memele, a beautiful pshat, Rabbi said in the Mishnah. So memele, so the chilek between the reish and the seif is, that's the chilek. If she's alive or if she's dead, let us see Rashi. Hello, my rabbi. He divided enough lily yibum, she nesu. She fell yibum when she was in the sewer to the mace. Ihi vadai, shakarin shalom imanavshech, the karka zichahas. Hilkach alime chazaka dilom. So there we say in Sovik mates me day vadai, safe, oh, you'll mace, oh, the safe is she died. Halolo, boim, betoyini, mikoyach yerusha. Each one comes to taine, that they're a yerush. Halolo, boim, the yerusha of taine, mikoyach yerusha. Vayovam, toyin, mikoyach yerusha. Yovam also taine, sees a yerush. Sefer, Sarashi says, oyolo meiso, since she died, halolo, boim, betoyini, mikoyach yerusha. The yerusha of a coming to taine, mikoyach yerusha. The Yovan is also tiny Mikoyach Yerusha. Hilkar Shneyem Sofik Lebei Shammai Deizike Keknuse. If we assume that she has a din nesue, ein kan le Yerusha of Klum, so then the Yerusha of cannot Yerusha and Shabbal Yerusha lo. Her husband is her Yerush, and who's the husband? The Yovan. V'ilav keknuse, and if Zika is not keknuse, ain't kan leyovim klum. Lefichach sofik v'sofiku v'yachloiku, and therefore shachloiku. Ule beis hillel, but according to beis hillel, hoyul v'eilu kroivim v'adoyme. So now Rashi says psnusvoros. Since they are vadei kroivim, that means the zicha her relatives. The yovam is a suffix relative. They've other relatives. Number one. Number two, Behuze Kenakla Zukvar Becheskas Mishpachtom. Another Cheshbin. That the Nachla was Hurzik in her Mishpoche. That means, till now, it was like it's a Cheskas Morikamas, a Cheskas Mishpoche. That means the Karka was always the belonged to that Mishpoche, to the Mishpachas, the Shpachas Aisha. Amrini Nukia Cheskosa. So we say Ukia Cheskosa. So Mamela, so that's Mavardas of Avo Bechayeho Ula Peiris. But when she's alive in the Reisha, Afilo Beishamay Moide Nechosim Becheskosai Loi Shoki Baal Midi. There, Vakert, since Mimonov Shech the Kerne Sholo, so there Beishamay says, Ein Sofik Moitzim Midei Vada. So that is Rabbis Pshat. Eis Ve'yabai. So now, Rabbi said Pshat as follows. In the Reisha, since she is alive, and the karke is zichahos, the sofik is the sea of eschus karke leperis. So we say in sofik meitzi midei vaday. Did he get eschus? Didn't he get eschus? In sofik meitzi midei vaday. Is eisveya by sabaye esta kashe to rabbe. Ula Beishamai Ein Sofik Meitzim Midei Vadei. Is that true? That Beishamai holds Ein Sofik Meitzim Midei Vadei. Plus not. We learned the Mishnah. Nofal Habayis Olov Ba'aloviv Olov Ba'al Merishav. A father and a son were in a house. And there was a difference between the father and the son. The father had money, and the son didn't have money. That was the difference. And the son had, besides he not having money, he owed money to Balechoivis, and he owed a ksube. And now, a tragedy happened, the house caved in, and both of them died. Both of them got killed. But the shaila is, who died first? Now the Balei Chovis, when I look at the silver lining over here, this Ben never had any money, but could very well be, if the father died first, so Memela the son Yarshin the father, he died al kaponim, he lived poor, but he died wealthy, and Baruch Hashem, that the Rebbeisham took care of them, that's the Ashkoch al Yeyme. And that's what they're tining. So Mamela, they're tining. The father died first. It's only right he should die first. He's older than the son. Another reason they should get the money also. So Bekitza, the father died first. Then the son died. And then, now we kibon ha-chaybetz. The Yershe ha-av taine. No. The son died first. He was a shlemazel in his life. He died also shlemazel. The son died first, then the father died, and we're going to yash in the wealth of the father. That's the story over here. Yoshe ha'ov oimrim ha'ben meis rishin v'acha kach meis ha'ov. The son died first, and then the father died, and we're going to yash. U'bal choiv oimer ha'ov meis rishin v'acha kach meis ha'ben, and then the son died. Beishamei oimrim yachloiku. So Beishamei vaitalu shitosom. So there's a sofik. Who knows who died first? We don't know. It's a sofik. So memele sa yachloiku. So the balchoiv gets half of the money, and the yosham get half of the money. Ubisil oimrim nechosim becheskosa. So now, so Abaye est amir de kekashe. V'hocha yershei ha'ov v'adai. U'bal chayiv sofik, v'kosi sofik, o'maitzi midei v'adai. So the kasha is as follows. Abaye's kasha was, neniach, the father died first. The way the Balei Chayiv said, let's say the father died first.
the son yashened it. Now, what happened to the money after the son died? So Yerusha goes automatically. Achoyiv is mechusa gevayne. That means it's afilu. The son had the money, but the money doesn't belong to you. You have a schus to be gave the money, but the money is not yours, the balei chayiv is. So who does the money belong to? Basher Husham. The money belongs to his brothers. That means the Yerusha have the money. There's no shaila. They have the money now. Now we have here a new shaila, but do they owe you, do you have a shibud on the money? Do they have to give you the money? Or can they keep the money for themselves? But Ba'asher Husham, that's the story. It means whatever happened, afilu we will say that the father died first and the son yarshened him, but al kaponim the money now is by the Yerusha. That's what it belongs to. And the shaila, can you be given the money? That's the shaila. So l'chayre, let us say, ain't sofik moitzim yidei vadar. Listen, the money is ours now. That's facts of life. We yashin the money from either from our brother or from our father, but we yashin the money. The money is ours. Now we have a sofik, do you have a schus to take the money? No. On such sveikis, we say, ain't sofik moitzim yidei vadar. That's l'chayre. I'm a vadi bailim. That's a suffix of you as a schus. Just like Rabbi said before, the karka is vadi, he has a suffix of you as a schus. Karka lepei, it's the same suffix, meitz midei vadi. So here we'll say the same thing. The yershe ha'av zicher possessed the money, they asked him the money. Now the baal choy has a suffix, does he have a schus to be gave the money? So let us say in Sofik Maitz Midevade. And Beishamai did not say in Sofik Maitz Midevade. Beishamai said Yachloiku. So we see that Beishamai holds Sofik Maitz Midevade. That's what we see. So Bezoi, so yes, the Kasha and Rabbi, so your Pshat in the Mishnah is wrong. The only way you explain the Reish of the Mishnah was, since she's alive, in the Karki is Mimon of Shechars, so she's a vadai on the karka. Now we're having a sofik that the yavam get a schus achilas peiris in the karka. So you said then Beishamai says then sofik meets me day vadai. I'll prove to you Beishamai doesn't know this klaling sofik meets me day vadai. Because over here also you should say ain't sofik meets me day vadai. Vafal pike Beishamai says yachloiko. So why didn't they say yachloiko when I mishne? That is a bias kasha and rabbi. Let us see Rashi. Rashi says, Olav al Yoshev legosin, enough al abayis loy, loy ain nechosim. He doesn't have any money. Ul merishim yesh nechosim. The merishim have money. Haben meis rishim. So the Yoshev said that the son died first. Veloy zoche ben nichseyav. He never was zoche. Vein le balchoiv. Malik vis the balchoiv doesn't have what to be goive. Yerushaya avadei muhzokim, the zicha muhzokim in the nechosim, shaboim mikoyach yerusha vadois. The zicha vadai yerushim, shafilu. Im ho'ov meisrishin afilu will assume that the father died first. Nichsei aben mistome noiflim lefnei yerushim. About did the nichsei aben fall to the yerushim? The ilu balchoyv mechse gevayna ad sheyachziku bezn behem. The balchoyv, he's mechusa gviya. It's not his nechosim. Bezn has to give him the nechosim. So at the best, he only has a schus to get the nechosim. But who the nechosim belong to now? The nechosim belong to the yersheyav. U balchoyv sofik lehu zik shtori aleihem. Here we don't know if we would know, that he has a schus, but it's a sofik. We don't know who died first, because he's sofik, and ma'itzi is achatzi midei va'adai. So this is the kasha that Abaye asked Rabbi. Rabbi wasn't the spoil. So Rabbi answered him as follows. Kasovri beishamai shtar ha'oimed ligvois kigovri domi. No, I wish to disagree with you. The Yorshim are not Fadoim.
who's a muchzik in the karke? That's kufa shaila. If the father died first and the nechosim went over to the son, so there's a klal shtar ha'oimid ligvois ke govui domi. So we consider it like it's govui by the malva already. The malva is muchzik in the nechosim, not the yorshim. Now I don't know who the muchzik is. Maybe the father died first, then the malva is now a muchzik in the nechosim. Maybe the son died first, and then the yorshi have a muchzik in the nechosim. So it's a sofik. You say yachloiku. Let us see Rashi. So Rabbi said ki govi domi kloima. Godel koyach hashtar. If a person has a shtar, uchimoy she murzik b'nechosim domi, it's ke'ilu der murzik in the nechosim. V'arei hein komu b'mokim ha-ben, so there in place of the ben, if the ben yash in the nechosim, there b'mkoymoy, u'murzokim b'nechosim domi. Hilkach sofik v'sofiko. It's a sofik and a sofik. It's a sofik if they're muzik. It's a sofik if they're yoshim a muzik. V'enkan chazok elo zay yoshim mize. Im ha'ov meis rishay. Muzik balchoyv miyat. So the balchoyv became a muzik. V'omrinin ha'om v'chusa gevayne. No, they have to be goyvit. No. Shtar ha'oymed ligvayz ki govoy domi. Ve'im ben meis rishayin, urziku yorshim. That's what Rabbi answered him. So the mele from there, there's no kashe. Because beisham yehod shtahoy meligvois kegovi domi. Umenot ha'imro. And I'll prove it to you that beisham yehod shtahoy meligvois kegovi domi. It's not. We learned the Mishnah Mesach Tesoite. Meisu baleihem Ad Shaloi Shosu. Now, he was speaking about, there was a woman that was a Saita, and there was Kini Yastire, and the Baal wanted to bring them to drink the Mayim Amorim. But he died. So now, we'll see, there's no din Shti anymore. So now the Shaila is, what happens with the Ksuba? Beishamai oimrim noitlois ksubosom, they take the ksube. Ve'einam shoysis, they get the ksube, they mand the ksube, and they don't drink. Ubeisilo oimrim oi shoysis, oi loi noitlois ksubosom, either they'll drink, or if they don't drink, they won't take the ksube. So the Gemara asks, oi shoysis, they'll drink? Ve'hevi ha'ishes ishtay amarachmona veleke. The Pasuk says that the whole din of Shti is only if there's a husband. There's no husband over here. He died. Elo, so, no, Pshat Mesila is as follows. Elo mitoich shaloi shoysois loi neitlis subosim. That's what Mesila means. Since they cannot drink, they cannot prove that they were not mizanet. So mamele, they don't get exubit. And Beishamai holds, they do get a ksuba. For hoche de sofiku. So now, how do we understand Beishamai? It's a sofik. Sofik zanoi. Sofik loy zanoi. That means, lochere, who's, the her husband died. So, who's a murzik ben achosef? His children are murzik ben achosef. The yarshin de achosef. Now she wants to be goyve, the ksube, from the nechosim. Now she's a sofik zanoi. Because he's sofik umaitzi midei vadai. So how does she get a ksube? She gets the whole ksube. Because he's sofik umaitzi midei vadai. Eloshmami no. And she takes the whole ksuba. Eloshmami no. Shtahoy medligvois ke govi domi. So we see from this that a shtahoy medligvois ke govi domi, not that they're the murzik and she's a sofik. No, it's the other way around. She's the murzik in the dmeya ksuba. And they're tiny. Maybe a woman is on it. So, good talk. So in sofik meets me de vadai. So forget, I'm the vadai and you're the sofik. Let us see Rashi.
Meisu balei, kol ishe shekinu lo baila, venistero, umeis achelo ishosese, neitelus ksubo, svafa pishe shema zinsa, ve ein lo ksube, lo ishoisis dvinin ve i, ve hevi ha ishes ishte veleke. Midei vadai, midei yershe habal, shahin mechzokim vadai, mitzie zug sube misofik. Hello, lavsh mami no, ke sovri beishama ishtahoi med ligvois ki govri domi. Ve kivin shemeis, and since he died, omdu anechosi miyad becheske so ish, that means, that is the schus ksube. The schus ksube is that as soon as the husband dies, so the ksube automatically becomes hers. The Yoshim kosu lafuki mino, and the Yoshim want to take it away from her, mishum sovik zanoim. Pleyosi sovik omaitzi midei vadi sofakel, they can't take it away from her. The loike govi domi, because if you will say loike govi domi, vitame mishum daosi sovik omaitzi midei vadi, that means, if you'll say that the way Abaya wanted to say, that Beishamay Old Sofik Moitz Midei Vadai Hu Havlu Lameima Yachloiku. So then we should, if Sofik, so it's a Sofik, if she was Mezana, not Mezana, and Sofik Moitz Midei Vadai, she Yachloiku. The Nishvi Sofik Kevadai, and we'll say a Sofik is also like a Vadai. So it's a Sofik, doesn't get it, but doesn't get it. But that the subject should be better than the body, that doesn't make sense. So memele, zakochi, you have to say that for kelch ta oy medligvo is kigovi domi. So she's the body, and they're the subject. The gabi nafal abayis koma yachloiku. Ah, if you old ta oy medligvo is kigovi domi, so lechere the malven the subesishes are its govi. So Rashi says, very good. He can be a body over there. Tvei miyoshim. Because whoever said that the ben yarshin the nechosim, that's the whole shaila. We can't start from the second floor. If the son yarshin the nechosim, so then they're muzik in the nechosim, the balei chayv. Vashtar ze yaitzi olov loy alov. The shtar is on the ben, not on the ov. Hilkach sofik v'sofiku. Ima ov meis rishoin. Nimtza bal choy vaday. Vashtar ke govi domi. V'yoshem ein iklu. V'ima ben meis rishin. Nimtzo yoshem vadoim. U bal choy ein iklu. Ein klum.